This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Tensions between the United States and Iran continued to simmer Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it, and U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David that we are putting additional sanctions on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran right now is an economic mess. They're going through hell. The sanctions have hit them hard. More sanctions are going to be put on, a lot more. It's hard to believe you can even put on, but it's a mess. All I want is no nuclear weapons.
Trump also said that military action against Iran was still a possibility. Earlier Saturday, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi told the semi-official Tasnim news agency that Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated. He said Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Amid reports that Iran has been waging a renewed cyber campaign against the United States in the recent weeks, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the U.S. has a contentious cyber history with Iran.
In 2010, the so-called Stuxnet virus disrupted the operation of thousands of centrifuges at a uranium enrichment facility in Iran. Iran has also shown its own willingness to conduct destructive campaigns. Iranian hackers in 2012 launched an attack against Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company, Saudi Aramco, releasing a virus that erased data on 30,000 computers and left an image of a burning American flag on screens. 3 years ago, the U.S. indicted Iranian hackers for a series of cyber attacks on U.S. banks in a dam outside of New York City.
AP's Ben Thomas. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that he was postponing scheduled deportation raids against people in the country illegally for at least 2 weeks so he can negotiate with Democratic lawmakers. On Twitter, the president said, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportations start." The operation was scheduled to begin Sunday and would have targeted up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including New York, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. Anti-Russian protesters gathered in the center of the Georgian capital Tbilisi for the third day of demonstrations on Saturday. Thousands of people with banners and placards calling on Russia an occupying state and mocking Russian President Vladimir Putin peacefully listened to speeches from an improvised stage in front of the parliament building. Maryam Kashrashvili was one of those protesters.
"And it's a clear message to Russia that we don't need Russia and Russian satellites in our government. They destroy our sovereignty and they destroy our independence. So this is a protest. We are a free generation, we are independent generation, and we want freedom."
Georgia and Russia earlier traded blame for an outbreak of unrest in Tbilisi sparked by the visit of a Russian lawmaker, which led to police using tear gas and rubber bullets to stop furious crowds. Tensions between Moscow and Tbilisi are running high, and on Friday, President Putin signed a decree suspending Russian passenger flights from Russia to Georgia to protect people from what the Kremlin called criminal actions. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson on Saturday promised to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to party members in Birmingham. Opening his address with a focus on delivering Britain's stalled exit from the EU, Johnson told the audience, "We need to get Brexit done." Johnson refused to answer questions about reports of a fight with his partner Kerry Simmons at their apartment.
"They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want."
The Guardian had reported that police were called to the apartment because of a noisy argument inside. Johnson is the odds-on favorite to win the Tory party leadership and to succeed Theresa May as Britain's prime minister. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.